Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and what a show we've got for you
and
Thursday.
And what a day it is. Exciting morning for a member of our team. Do we have any wedding music? Engagement? We do.
Are we going to reveal if they said yes or no?
I mean, I think we will, yes.
But not now.
Not now. A member
celebration
of our team got engaged
do
this morning.
Do I need to get rid of this music?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, you
no,
just
no, you keep anyway. You keep the music up. It has been a bright spark in an otherwise dreary week. Not that being with you guys has been dreary.
No. It's been dreary. And finally.
You guys are amazing.
Finally, we get to drink to numb the pain, and it's all thanks to a celebration.
Heaps to come. $1 million up for grabs with $1 million alpha bucks as well.
It's Gary and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon.
Gary and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
With a lot of the country in lockdown, we need nothing more than good news stories at the moment. And we were lucky enough in our little radio team here to have an absolutely ripping news story today. And that is one of our best, producer Annabelle, got engaged.
Wonderful, Belle. How
Thanks,
are you
guys.
Feeling?
I'm
a few
feeling
hours
so
on.
Excited. I still feel like I've got a lot of adrenaline. I feel a bit sweaty.
How did it happen? Talk us through it.
So this morning he was like, can we go for a walk? And I was like, oh, I kind of have a podcast I want to listen to. Like, really? Do you need to come? All right, fine. You can
do
walk
you
with me to the beach.
Do you need to come?
Yeah, and but what like, are the next bit? She said you can walk to the beach bit. Then I'm going off alone.
Because the sunrise is really beautiful. And I was like, yeah, fair, if you want to walk to that beach. And then all of a sudden we got to like the walkway to the beach and he was just on one knee. And I was like, what are you doing? It was just very random, you know.
And then what did he say?
He said, like, I don't even know. I think it was, will you marry me? I think he said my full name, like Annabelle Louise McNamara, will you marry me? And oh my God.
Do you know if he did the traditional thing of spoke to your family beforehand?
Yeah, spoke to my dad for 2 weeks ago. And yeah, I reckon dad nearly gave it away, but we
won't. Dad was such a dad about it. Dad said to Belle that Ed was trying to get hold of him to have a chat. Dad, we all know what that means, Dad.
So did you think it was coming?
I thought that maybe like in like the next 3 to 6 months, not on a Thursday morning.
Yes.
So,
but you know what I said to Belle that I love about this?
Yes.
Because Belle is in lockdown at the moment with Ed. I love the fact that it wasn't at the top of, you know, the Eiffel Tower or something fancy like that. Because when it comes down to it, marriage is just you and your partner and the fam that you, if you choose to build one. And there's nothing else other than that. That's what it's all about. And that's what it was about for them this morning. There was It was just the two of them on a beach in lockdown. And if they could be happy in lockdown, they can be happy anytime. Yeah. I
so
love
true.
The simplicity of it. Don't look at me like like you're mocking me.
No,
I think
because,
it's really lovely.
Because I think that is beautiful. Everything you've said, I think is beautiful and I agree. And if you extrapolate that out even further, you probably don't even need a ring.
Nah, the ring's good.
Yeah, that's
I mean, Eiffel Tower is also really good. There's something about the simplicity of it that I think is actually at the heart of what marriage should be.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, there was a chance that I was going to doom this proposal before it even started.
You had a crack at it.
Remember his name?
I got the heads up last night that this proposal was going to go down from Ed himself, which made me chuckle because if you do recall a few weeks ago when I was talking about Ed, I forgot his name. So, but Ed and I have been chatting recently about something.
Fan was getting in touch.
No, we've been chatting about a business thing.
Yes.
Right. So Ed had my number and he sent me a message when I was on air in the project last night saying, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to propose to Belle in the morning. Can you pass on to Sondra, our producer, that Belle's going to be a few minutes late. I don't have her number. And that's all I read. Right. And because I was on air. And so as soon as I got off air, I quickly fired off. Oh, my God. Good luck. Amazing. This is the best news. All these like emojis and brilliant. Yeah. Awesome. And then I went back to reading the rest of his long message, which was don't respond to this message with anything giving it away because I'm going to delete this message now. And she's going to be home in 5 minutes. Now, by the time I was texting, this is because I was on air. It was like 15 minutes later. Instead, just text back something in code about business, right? And it was about biscuits because that's what we've been talking about. So then when I'd already written all these emojis with celebrations and wedding and rings and everything, then I was like, I can't believe it could be such a successful biscuit business or something. Congratulations again. Anyway, and I thought, imagine if I ruined the whole thing for her. That pure moment.
I know this is not where I'm meant to go, but I got so many questions about biscuits.
I've got a great biscuit idea. That's a chat for another day. Okay. Ed's going to help me with it. But it made me think.
Yes.
By accident, have you actually ruined someone's proposal? Because I obviously wouldn't have been intended to, but that sort of thing must happen all the time.
You've said by accident.
Yes.
And obviously you wouldn't do it deliberately, but I'll take calls on if you've deliberately
People
ruined
aren't
it.
Doing that, are they? What, because they don't, the sabotage?
About, yeah.
Or they're jealous?
I don't know.
Just the proposal or the wedding too?
I'll take both.
13, 10, 60. Did you almost ruin a proposal / wedding, sabotage included?
Are you not taking if you actually did?
Sure. Okay. If you did as well.
Yeah, great.
Sorry, actually, that's more exciting than almost, isn't it? Yeah, sorry.
We'll take calls on both up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I almost ruined producer Belle's proposal this morning. Her beautiful fiancé now, Ed, proposed to her this morning. He texted me last night to tell me that she was going to be late in for work and to pass it on to Sonda. Anyway, he told me not to reply to the message because he was going to delete it and Belle was almost home. But I was on air on the project. I didn't read the rest of the bit that said don't reply, and I replied with a lot of congratulations, wedding emojis, everything, only to then read the rest of the message that said, don't reply to this message.
Oh, God, I've just sent a voice memo. It's going to read out loud.
Anyway, fortunately, I didn't ruin it. Mm-hmm. But I did think that must happen all the time. People's proposals are ruined before they've even had a chance. Amelia, did you have your wedding proposal ruined?
I had my wedding ruined.
Oh, no.
So we were having a surprise wedding at our engagement party.
Yeah.
And we had told my husband's grandpa, because he wasn't going to go because, you know, bowls was on or something. It was really important. So we had to tell him because we were like, dude, you should probably come. And then when we were moving from the engagement part of the venue to the wedding part of the venue where we were surprised, he decided to tell everybody, this must be because they're getting married.
Oh, Gramps.
And then his wife punched him in the face, so she got a big fright.
I mean,
good on her.
Took a turn.
Yeah. I mean, he sounds like a jerk, Amelia.
Oh, also, he's old. Should you trust an old person with that kind of information? You know?
Absolutely not.
Well, you'd be banking on them forgetting, right?
Thanks, Amelia.
G'day, Alice.
Oh, hi.
What happened?
I ruined my own engagement.
Oh, God. What did you do?
My boyfriend at the time, now husband, I told him I was going to order dessert when we went out to our favorite restaurant, and then I didn't. and
the ring was the ring in the dessert?
Yeah. So he freaked and called my mom and was like, "Oh no, what do I do?"
Isn't it funny how dramatic? Just go up and ask them to bring out the dessert.
Like, anyway,
oh my god, she hasn't ordered the dessert.
Yeah, the woman at the next table's taking it. Do I marry her?
So then, what happened, Alice?
We ordered another round of drinks, and the restaurant brought me out a surprise dessert plate that said, "Will you marry me?"
Oh, so you married the restaurant.
Did you say, did you say I didn't order dessert? Thank you. Good on you, Alice.
Oh, Tara, this is not wedding related, but this has really tickled my fancy. What happened to you?
Oh, God. Okay, so this is a gender reveal party.
My favourite.
So I was at my sister's place for Christmas and her husband's, and everyone had these streamers, and I must have ducked. Well, everyone was drinking. I was really
drunk. So it's your sister that was having the baby?
Yeah, so my sister was having the baby. So she must have told everyone while I was on the toilet, don't pop the streamers until the family do it, like, because she's got two young boys.
Oh, that would have been a special moment. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, yep. So I came back from the toilet, got my streamer all excited, and they counted down 3, 2, 1, and I was the only one who popped the streamer.
And
it was a little girl. So I'm screaming, hugging everybody, and they're all looking at me.
That's so funny, Tara.
And because you were drunk, you probably didn't even notice that it was a problem.
No, and the thing is, they videotaped it. So when I watched it back, I'm like, "Oh my god!" And you can see everybody's face.
So, Tara, did anyone try and help you? Did anyone try and then pop their streamers straight away to make, you know, a bit more of a crowd?
No, it was like everyone had their turn. So mine went off and then a couple of more went off after that and everyone was just confused.
How long before your sister spoke to you again?
Oh, she spoke to me the next day, but I apologised because I just said I was so drunk, I can't even really remember.
Even if she doesn't talk to you, there's a new girl in the family coming.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon, and we're going to be playing Million Dollar Alpha Bucks later on. So if you haven't downloaded the Listener app, get on to it.
Get on to it. Search Carrie and Tommy and then fill out the form, and you could be our next millionaire. Big night last night. Big night. Batch premiered on Channel 10, of course, kicked off at 7:30. On again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic app. Jimmy, the new Bachelor. Mm. Jeez, what a stud.
I know. We had a lot of time with him yesterday. We had him on radio, then I had him on the project.
Yes. Did you interview him as well? We chatted on our show. It was one of the more awkward interviews.
Yeah, you left me in the room alone with him.
Because he admitted that you were his celebrity crush. Yep.
And, I don't know why you think that would be a fun thing. I actually ran out of questions and then said to him, I've run out of questions.
Yeah, I know, but it was really fun for us. We got to hear.
Well, I don't have any more questions for you. Can you tell them to come back in? This is weird now. Hold on. Just hold there. Hold on. Well, they've gone. They've gone, Jimmy. So, we got to go to a song. It got us chatting in our house about celebrity crushes because I realised that I have actually met my celebrity crush.
Oh, what?
Yes. And the exchange we had was even more awkward than that. And I will tell you about it next.
Oh, it's Malcolm Turnbull. Is it you and Malcolm?
Oh, stop it.
What? Is it?
No.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are talking celebrity crushes because new Batchy started on TV last night. Oh, jeez. Really just scintillating stuff at Bickers. That scintillating stuff started way before the season started when he admitted on air with news.com.au that someone was his celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush. Who is it? Carrie Bickmore.
Oh.
And then awkwardly, we had to interview him yesterday because we didn't have to, but the Bachelor was on
asked.
Last night.
You asked.
And then you guys decided to leave me in the room alone with him and thought it would make for great chat.
You asked
and what I realised after the most awkward conversation I've ever had with him is the thing is you're never meant to actually meet your celebrity crush. It's like the hall pass thing. You never meet them.
Mm.
You just say them and it's fun and it's never a threat. It's never any of those things. So, it's all light and fun.
So
and
then who's yours?
Well, then I realised that I have actually met mine as well and that my banter with that one was just as weird as my banter with Jimmy. This was me about a decade ago meeting my celebrity crush. I played it totally cool.
Okay.
Michael Bublé.
We should just say before we actually start this interview that you are my celebrity free pass.
Are you serious?
I'm hot for you.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. That makes me so happy.
Okay. I'm hot
That's
for
just
you.
Just
horrendous. Is one of the more.
But also, you thought that was what you got to start with.
I just thought we should clear the air. He didn't need any air cleared because he didn't care.
Also, a man saying that makes me happy is the equivalent of like. That's nice. I'm hot
anyway,
for you. That makes me happy.
What it made me realise is I got to meet mine, right? So it feels unfair, and I can't believe I'm doing this, but it feels unfair to me that my partner Chris, just so we're equal, doesn't get to meet his.
And just so I know what's going on with all this, so we're going to ask Chris who his is, and then we're going to tee it up.
Oh, well, I mean, we don't have to tee it up.
Oh, I guess COVID and international.
Yeah,
but as soon as borders come down.
Well, I'm assuming it's an international star.
Well, let's see. G'day, Walks.
Hi, guys.
How are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Firstly, did you have a go-to celebrity crush?
I have a list.
Oh,
you don't get a list. You don't get a list.
No. Hang on. You've got to meet your celebrity crush.
One. I didn't make my list.
You're not the one to make the rules.
Okay. Well,
but also, it's not fair because you will meet all of yours over the journey and I will meet none of mine.
I will never tell my other future ones that they are it because having heard that audio, that's not a good way to start any conversation.
So, Walks, who are you hot for?
So, So, what I've done is my list from when I still had celebrity crushes, which was obviously before I met Carrie. So some of them might be crushes.
He's lovely, hey, isn't he? Being sweet.
Are
you about to ask if you're on the list?
No, no. I was going to ask, was Carrie a celebrity crush?
Of mine?
Hmm.
Not really, because I...
Okay, well, that's lovely. Let's... I'm trying to do a nice thing here for you, babe. So, okay, give me a list. Give me your list.
So, Shakira...
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the video you make the kids watch. Our daughter's in here with me, and she's now doing the Shakira dance, which you will regret in about 10 years' time.
No, but like, honey. I said, this is from 10 years ago.
Okay. It's now. It's still Shakira now.
Yeah. When was the Super Bowl? That was what?
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's 44 now or something, isn't she?
I don't know how old Carrie is either, and I'm nervous about what age it's okay to say. Yeah, and that's
you
only
know
hotter.
How old I am.
I was a bit nervous as well.
Yeah. Because the older they get, the
crankier
they get.
Yep.
It also implies that them being older is a problem.
It's better.
Anna Kournikova.
Wow.
That's a real blast from the past.
I feel like that's
I think
quite...
she was mine too for a while.
Wow.
Halle Berry.
Yes, fantastic. I mean, great. Sorry.
This is becoming like radio.
I know. I forgot we were doing radio again. I saw me chatting on the phone.
Jessica Alba.
Hey, so Jessica Alba was one of mine. I met Jessica Alba, and I've said this thing to two separate celebrities, and both times I've thought about it for years afterwards. I saw Jessica Alba on the rooftop of the very radio station that we were working in when I was doing promo and handing out ice cold cans of Coke. And this is what I said to the woman who I thought, Sin City had just come out, she's the hottest woman in the world. And I looked at her and I said, "You're Jessica Alba." And she said, "Yes." And then I went, "Yeah," and walked off.
You're an idiot.
You didn't tell her you were hot for her?
No, I didn't. I didn't think of it.
I think what I did was quite ballsy. I think you chickened out. I think telling someone they're my celebrity crush and that I'm hot for them is actually quite ballsy.
But you knew you were going to chat to them. I was on the rooftop.
Yeah.
And did not expect them to be there. And so I thought I'd point out to them who they were.
So does this list go on, or we've done now with the list?
Well, no, I've got one more. Well, I mean, these are all the ones that I'm, like, this is post-COVID, obviously, because I can't get any of these people. Blake Lively,
fantastic.
Blake Lively, but that's partly because I deeply love Ryan Reynolds, so I'd be hoping that...
You'd get two for the price of one.
We'd hang out a lot. And then
he's so creepy. We hang out.
Because I knew that this was happening because your producer Belle was onto me earlier, and we both agreed that I'd have to find one from Australia.
You can't tell Belle.
Don't
she's
just
engaged.
Have to find one. Like, this is just like hypothetical, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're so hypothetical as to be implausible. I mean, it's possibly all implausible anyway, let's be honest.
No, base it in reality. Just go with it. Just stop getting distracted by this. Just go with your gut.
Your Australian celebrity crush is?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe Isla Fisher or Delta.
Yeah, good ones.
Delta? Wow.
Whoa. Because.
Yeah.
No. Chris.
Doesn't like it?
Oh, no.
No, I just...
She's doing that thing where she's pretending she's into it, but she hates it. It's such a delicate...
No, Delta's amazing. It just, I didn't...
Oh, no.
I didn't realise that's how you felt, babe. I'd have to die about how much Delta stuff or content I'm watching.
Chris, good luck. All
right. So if you were to have to meet one of them, you just have to pick one. Which one is it?
Out of Isla and Delta. Probably Isla for the same reason that Blake Lively. I reckon it'd be pretty fun to hang out with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Can you stop trying to root these guys through their partners?
I'm not trying to root them. I can't talk like this anymore. It's going to run me into trouble, but...
But you're going to do it anyway?
Are we live?
We're on air, yeah. I reckon we should go. Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy. Right around Australia, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It just made me think, 13, 10, 60, if you have actually met your celebrity crush.
Yes.
Because obviously most of the time it's pie in the sky. Be fascinated to know if anyone has actually bumped into theirs and told them.
Where's pie in the sky come from? Just it's impossible having a pie in the sky?
Yeah, maybe, because it just falls to the ground.
Or is it something to do with pigs might fire? Anyway, sorry, I'm sidetracked.
Yes. Cody, what are you calling about? Who's your celebrity crush?
I've got two at the moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's called Rimani. Do a shout out to Rimani. It has to be Delta Goodrum, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, you and Chris. She's beautiful.
Babe. Classic Rimani Delta double up. Good on you, Cody.
Delta really threw me with Chris. Because I talk about Delta a lot at home because, you know, I'm a big fan. And he never mentions anything. Like, he never goes, yeah, she's like, he keeps it to himself, which makes me feel a little weird about it.
Yeah, you know why? It's like a kid being up after their bedtime where they're like, don't move and maybe it'll keep happening.
It's also only 1 degree of separation between him and his crush.
I know. I mean, in fact, I could make
though,
it.
So it's a hard.
I was going to say I could make it happen, or I could not make it.
Yeah,
happen.
I mean,
so
I could make it happen.
I could, like,
why
I could get
him
to
make it happen with Cody.
I could make it happen for Cody and Chris.
Whoa,
I mean,
Delta probably doesn't want that.
Delta,
does she? Does she get to say this? She should. She really should.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel weird.
Nat, who's your celebrity crush?
Hi. Robert Pattinson.
Oh, from Twilight.
Yeah.
Oh, gross, Nat.
Gross. You can't tell someone that.
What do you mean?
He
it's gross.
Like a fine wine.
They picked his. They picked him as the actor because he looked like a vampire.
Well, he's still attractive, and he's even more like dreamy in person. I almost got really tongue tied.
And also, Cody, I'm sorry, Nat. I'm sorry that Tommy has dissed your, because it's a personal thing, and he shouldn't have dissed it. Well, who's yours, Tommy? I feel like if everyone else is sharing theirs, who's yours?
Oh, yeah, so, who's yours, Tommy?
Yeah, so many.
You get one.
Eva Mendes.
We've spoken to Eva.
I know, and we both agreed afterwards she's an absolute dream.
Why didn't you tell her?
What?
That you're, I just want to start this interview.
By saying I'm hot for you, it goes down really well. You should try it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And we are very close to playing Million Dollar Alpha
Box Game. Damn.
Oh,
Jesse.
I really want to play today.
Jesse, because I threw a quick fire question at you the other day. Jesse, this one is for you. You win $1 million. Are you turning up at this very job tomorrow?
No.
Nah, good. I respect you for the answer. To be honest, I wouldn't have trust you.
I'm flying us all to an island, guys. We're going away.
Jesse.
Yeah, that was a lie.
Honesty. Come on, mate.
I think do you know what? I actually think Jesse would rock up to work the next day.
Do you?
Yep, I honestly do.
Do you reckon I would tell people?
I think he thinks he's all like crazy and I wouldn't, but he's just a really good, hard worker.
That is, see, you'd much rather be crazy and it's that kind of shit talking down to him that makes him want to walk out the door when you give him $1 million.
No, I just think he...
Do you reckon I would tell anyone?
You're also pretty quiet and humble, so I wonder if you would. I think you'd be quite quiet about it and you'd rock up to work.
If you don't tell me, I'll find out and I'll take
I'll
half.
Find
It'll be nice
you.
Because you won't have to pay for everything anymore.
Hey, let's do this.
No.
Sorry.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To.
Say how you're really feeling when someone asks how are you.
To.
Say how you're really feeling when someone asks how are you. Oh, God.
It's been a while. You forgot how to do your own
I did.
Game.
Yeah. There's a lot of stress going around, not only this country, but the world at the moment. Everyone's in lockdown or in and out of a precarious state of lockdown. Everyone still asks, how are you? And I want to know, do you just say good? Regardless of how you are, or do
you want
you
my
give...
answer now? Or you want to wait till after?
No, I want to hear it afterwards, and I'd like to hear from people as well. 13 10 60, because obviously there is one argument for honesty is the best policy, and there's another argument for I don't care anyway, mate. So just say good and move on with your day. Give us a call.
13 10 60 is the number. We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon, and we're in the middle of this.
To shave or not to shave.
To poo or not to poo?
To.
Tell people how you're really feeling when they ask how are you.
Or not to.
Tell people how you're really feeling when they ask how are you.
Oh. You need to make that longer. You're going to make this such long chats.
No. There's obviously a lot of stress going on in the world at the moment. People are in and out of lockdowns. Moods, it's fair to say, are pretty low across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But people still ask the same question every time you see it. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, Bickers, how are you?
Yeah, good.
And the question I want to know is, do you just say, yeah, good? Or do you say how you're going? Because the few times I've tried to say how I'm actually going, I'm then left with Olga, who works at the office.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Looking at me going, mate, I don't care.
She would have those chats with a lot of people a day and it would start to get quiet. Yes.
And she'd love for everyone just to say good.
I'm very similar. I overshare and I can tell halfway through the overshare that people are wanting to exit the conversation. But I believe we should continue to overshare.
See, I don't because
I think you should always tell someone how you actually feel.
I've come up with code.
Actually, not all the time.
Don't tell me all the time. I've come up with a code thing for how I'm feeling at the moment, which again, I don't want to talk about. But if someone asks how I'm going at the moment, I go, yeah, nah.
Well, that means you're not coping.
No, it's fine. I just go, yeah, nah.
It's a real response, isn't it?
Anyway, how are you?
Yeah.
And see, then we don't have to talk about it.
Hey, everyone is feeling like you're feeling.
I don't care.
I'm not asking you how you're feeling. I know. Holly, what do you reckon? Do you think you should just reply with, yeah, great, even if you're not, or be honest about it?
Well, to tell you the honest truth, hey, the Aussie way is to go, yeah, I'm good. Like, that's what we do as Aussies. We're like, yeah, I'm good. And I talk about this all the time. Like, you're like, yeah, someone goes, oh, hey, how are you today? Yeah, I'm good. Because that's, as Aussies, what we do.
Mm. And so what do you do, Hol, though? If you are not feeling good, do you still just say, yeah, good?
Look, I do most of the time. Look, I'm in the service industry, so it's like, hey, how are you going? You know, I'm good. But it is really the Aussie way. But at the end of the day, I mean, maybe we do need to sort of, like you said, have a little code.
Imagine if Holly actually asked every person she served and they honestly responded, Holly. It would certainly make your day quite full of conversation.
Look, honestly, my day is already full of conversation and I go home to my three kids and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so emotionally drained from my day.
Even your kids are just being like, oh, Mum, just say you're good.
No, they don't. That's the worst thing you can teach them.
Okay.
Spill your guts, mate. Tell Jono. Jono, ask Tommy how he's going.
How you doing, Tommy?
Yeah. No. Anyway, Jono, how are you?
See, that's ridiculous.
That's the best answer I want. But
yeah, see?
Look, 99% of the time, I'll just say I'm good, move on. But I love to every now and then just throw in something's wrong with me, even if there isn't, because I love watching their soul leave their body when they go, oh, crap, I need to talk to them about stuff. It's so much fun.
You and Jono get on real well.
Yes. Well, I used to, what were they called? Chuggers were really big, like in the city when those people who would ask you about signing up to things.
Oh, is that a
and
chugger?
Whenever I had a partner, I would love to make elaborate excuses. I'd be like, yeah, she stole my car and wrote it off. So we're in the middle of something if you don't mind. And to just watch the same thing.
I reckon knowing those chuggers, they would have persisted too.
No,
they don't want to get in the middle of that.
No. She spat in my sandwich, didn't tell me about it, watched me eat it, and then wonder why I was sick. No. G'day, Holly.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty challenged today, actually.
Why?
I've been teaching kids how to paint, and that's really tricky.
Okay. Why? Is it because they're a particularly unco group of kids, or is it just hard in general?
They just can't follow instructions.
And how old are these kids?
Oh, they're 8.
Okay. They're all 8. Oh, yeah, you're a school teacher. Sorry. I was thinking they were your kids. I'm like, how many 8-year-olds do you have, Ol?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
$1 million guaranteed, and it could be you. Just download the free listener app and search for Carrie and Tommy, then fill out the competition entry form like Natalie has done. Welcome, Nat. I don't know what you said then, but no, I like your excitement.
I think we need to get a Labrador in to translate. It was so hard.
I'm good. I'm totally cool, calm and collect. I'm all over this, guys.
You sound it, Nat. Now, I'm so excited about the idea of you winning $1 million because can you tell me what your hubby would buy if you got $1 million?
My hubby will be buying a DeLorean DMC
from
1980 car. From Back to the Future.
Wow. How do you benefit from that?
He leaves.
What are you buying that I'm more interested in?
I'm completely boring, Carrie. I'm just interested in getting a Dalmatian puppy.
Great, oh, so it can understand
you.
Oh, Natalie, I feel good about you. I feel like you've got the energy to get through these quickly. So Tommy is going to read out the things for you, the categories. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We'll take your first answer and you can't use the same answer twice, okay? All 10 correct, you win 10 grand and win your way to Million Dollar Day. Pass if you don't know the answer. We'll get back to it if we have time, okay?
Awesome.
Nat, the time is going to start at the end of your first question. Your letter for today is F for fun. Are you ready?
F for fun. Bring it on, Tommy.
Name a sport.
Football.
A TV show.
Pass.
A country.
France.
A breakfast cereal.
French toast.
A clothing store.
French Connection.
A dog breed.
French poodle.
A flower.
Frangipani.
A number.
Four.
A Disney movie.
Frozen.
A European city.
Fritzenberg.
A TV show.
Family Guy.
Sonda. Sonda. Producer Sonda. Sonda. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our producer, Natalie, we...
Okay, we have to hold for a sec.
We can't be trusted.
Fritzenberg, we're being told, is not an actual place.
Okay.
I mean, it sounded good to me, to be honest.
It sounded...
The producers who know more than we do about places around the world, that's definitely not a place, Belle. Sounds good. Definitely not a place.
It also sounds delicious.
A Fritzenberg. Yeah. Like Fritz.
Yeah.
I used to love Fritz.
It also, French toast isn't a cereal.
Oh, it's so a breakfast food, but not a cereal.
Natalie.
Oh, you were so good, though, Nat. Oh, Nat.
Oh, no.
Okay. There's another chance. I hope Harvey's entered. Get everyone you know to enter and you can get back involved. And hopefully we can get you that $1 million and a DeLorean. And a Dalmatian. And anything else starting with D that you want.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungo in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungo in the Jungle.
Yeah, we are celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dumping you guys in the jungle to see if you can survive.
How amazing that we get The Rock and Emily Blunt on every show.
I know.
Should we ask them a question or do
I
just
hung up? Idea.
You hung up. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. They'll call back tomorrow.
Actually, we only pay them per word, so
Did we?
Yeah, if we started chatting to them, that would really blow the
budget. How much was it per word?
I think it was quite expensive.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, The Rock, Emily Blunt.
Yeah,
you know.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Anyway.
But you know who we don't pay per word is our EP producer, Sonda.
We actually dock her pay per word.
And she is the one that is setting our challenges every day to win us things like tents and sleeping bags and warm clothes, which you have lost and you now have to go in shorts. Producer Sonda, what are we playing for today?
For the most important thing, apart from alcohol for Tommy, and that is a tent to keep you warm in 1 degree overnight.
Fantastic.
I just thought that was an automatic. Sure, we have to try and win a tent.
And what you have one now, and if you don't do what I tell you right now, I'm going to take it from you.
But what if we freeze? Like, how cold's it going to be in there?
1 degree. If
and you're willing to send us in without a tent,
you're fine. You've got a sleeping bag and warm clothes. He's going to freeze his pins off.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not much meat on them.
There's nothing you can't throw at me that I can't do because I've eaten bugs, had a snake around me. I have done it all. So throw it at me.
You're going to be terrible at this. This is taking you right out of your comfort zone to get you ready for being uncomfortable in the jungle, and that is getting sexy. Not between you two.
I've already thought.
I know. That's really weird. I just want a little insight into your minds and how you operate out of your comfort zone. You just need to write me a little saucy story.
We've got to stop playing this song.
I know. We've got another sexy song.
Honestly, we're going to put it to number one on the RA chart. It's like...
Hold on. What are we saying sexy, though?
Just a little saucy, erotic fiction set in a jungle. What? That's, I just want to hear.
Can it be called like "Where's My Snake" or something?
Absolutely.
Like that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. I love it. Take it seriously. If you don't, I'm taking your tent from you. You've got a song. Go. Okay.
We'll do it next. Join Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt for the adventure of a lifetime in Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas July 29 and on Disney Plus with premiere access July 30. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yes, we are celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dropping you guys in the jungle. See if you can survive.
Yeah, today we're challenging to make sure that we don't lose our tent. Basic
each day,
right of a jungle-y to take in a tent, and we're about to lose it.
You've lost your ability to speak.
But yeah, which is not good because our challenge is speaking. Our challenge is saucy speaking.
Yes.
We need to write a saucy jungle tale.
Yes. That's correct. And if we don't meet the saucy requirements of the dictator, the boss of this show, we get our tent taken off us.
That's right.
Okay.
Who's judging whether this is sexy enough for you?
Yeah, so Sonda will, because she's
bad at sad. I'm good at sex.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Also, to anyone listening, that review wasn't from anyone else but Sonda.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of when you see a 4-star self-rated motel and you realise, well, they could have given themselves 5. I don't know why. They gave themselves 4.
I think Tommy should go first because he really wimped out of the emotional goodbye challenge. So if you're not taking this seriously, bro, you are out on your butt with no tent.
And is this a tent each, as in like, so he could lose his and I could keep mine?
Yes.
Great. I love this.
My story is called "Where's My Snake" by Lommy Tittle. Now it's a classic take on the Adam and Eve tale. So just
put on the voice.
Just stay with me. This is the voice.
Is that what you're using?
Oh, yeah. Well, I usually don't read people tales that I've written.
Read you a book, doll.
Yeah. Hang on, I've written a saucy tale. My name's Lommy Tittle. Sit on the edge of the bed if you don't mind. Thank you. Eve woke up one morning wet from the night before. "I can't believe Adam stole my tent and pitched it all night long. What a can't believe it." Just then, Adam emerged from said tent. Eve yelled 2 questions. The first, "Are all ladybugs ladies?" "What?" said Adam. "Never mind," said Eve. The second, "Have you seen my snake?" "Yes," replied Adam. "I have. It's in my..." Sorry, he giggled a bit, but then he got serious again. "Yes, I have. It's in my pants." Adam then took off his pants to reveal not only was Eve's snake there, but also the said tent from moments before. The snake had bitten him multiple times around the crotch, and at that point, Adam realised that was a horrible hiding place for the snake. He died shortly after.
You're so good, but that was not sexy.
Oh, come on.
No tent for you, bro. But honestly, was that sexy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, you don't deserve a tent. Ba-bow.
No.
All right. Come on, Carrie. I'm ready.
I'd take your tent off you if you did that.
Are you ready?
Oh, my God. I'm not ready.
The long snake slid over the rim of the boat, sliding along the hard wood boards. He slid into a hole down below deck and flickered his tongue before he scurried away.
Is that it?
But that's... It was a short chapter. A beginning, a middle, and the
yes,
end.
Yes, where's the structure?
Yeah, it began with him sliding over the rim of the boat. The middle bit was when he slid along the hardwood boards, and then he ended by flickering his little tongue like you know how they go...
Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah. I get it, but no tent for that.
What do you mean? That was sexy. It was his tail.
I appreciated your voice and I loved the innuendo.
What about the rim of the boat and the hardwood boards?
I get all
of it. I think
when
it's sexy talk,
you just don't want us to take a tent.
I think you meant to say innuendo. Yeah. No tent.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Can you at least say no tent in your sexy voice?
No, Tim.
No, no, sorry, in your sexy voice.
Disney's Jungle Cruise is in cinemas July 29 on Disney Plus with premiere access July 30.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, it's been a while since we've done this.
I've got it. I thought of a name for our game we just played where you had to say the next line of the song. Yeah. Come sing it. Finish me off. Let's do it. Finish me off. Finish
me off. Okay, but tell me the name. Yeah,
we haven't done this in a long time.
We haven't done this in a long time. Nobody else knows what song you're going to choose.
It's like the song, "This is the song that never ends." It just goes on, and then everyone starts taking a piece.
Yes, if you can get everyone to do a line of the song, you've done very well. I've got one to kick off, which is going to be very generational. And I look over to the person next to me. It's producer Pip next to me. And Pip, I have a bit of faith that you'll know this song, but not heaps.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's a little bit funny.
Oh. This feeling inside.
Yeah. Belle.
I'm not so much to have something in
heart. There's so much wrong with that. But I'm glad it ended there because I don't know the next line.
You got so close. Yeah. Who's up?
Up? I'll do one.
Because?
Remember me.
I'm the one who had your baby's eyes.
Remember me?
No, dang da da dang 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 da dang da dang da.
To be fair, I did not know the words were dang da da dang 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 dang.
I got one for you.
Okay. Go that way.
So tell you what I want.
What I really, really want.
So tell me what you want.
What you really, really want.
I wanna.
I wanna really, really wanna zig zig.
If you wanna be my lover.
You gotta get with my friends.
Woo!
Yeah. Very good.
We made it. Oh, the whole way round.
Great. Amazing.
We're the best, guys.
We are the equivalent of a bunch of sad uni students playing hacky sack and flying the sword.
Carrie and Tommy.